The Milwaukee Art Museum planned an exhibit with Harley-Davidson in mind. In a couple weeks, Harley will celebrate its 110th anniversary, and thousands of riders will come to town for the activities. If they're interested, they can view the museum's first-ever display of tattoo art. We learned that two Milwaukee men largely made it possible. They're both tattoo artists. One arrived here a long time ago, in 1913. Amand Dietzel. It's his story the museum chronicles.
Here you see photographs of Dietzel. This is him as a young man, and then at the end of his life, same pose with his shirt off.
Tattoos from neck to ankle. Brady Roberts is chief curator. He says Dietzel was born in Norway and became a merchant shipper. During his time at sea, he started getting tattooed and became good at inking others. Sometimes they would appear in circus shows as an oddity.
There was a whole group of itinerant tattoo artists in the early 20th century who were doing these sideshows and were tattooing each other and tattooing sailors.
It was an accident. Dietzel ended up in Milwaukee. His ship wrecked outside Canada, and he stayed, eventually migrating here for good. Dietzel opened a tattoo and sign shop in downtown Milwaukee, and Robert says soldiers flocked to it from World War I to the Vietnam War.
In fact, at the Great Lakes Naval Base, sailors like to get tattoos, sort of a rite of passage, and they would get their tattoos in Chicago or in Milwaukee. And Dietzel's reputation grew because sailors would ask each other, you know, where'd you get that tattoo? Oh, up in Milwaukee, I'm in Dietzel. And so they used to come when they were on leave, the buses would come up and they would line up outside Dietzel's shop and he would crank through them.
Robert says Dietzel took his business seriously. He even studied at Yale and MIAD. Much of the exhibit consists of tattoos he designed and posted on his shop wall. There are hundreds. Many are classic 20th century themes. Flags, eagles, pinup girls, images sailors and later bikers wanted.
And we have photographs that actually show the process where Dietzel would sit down with someone and shave their arm clean and put this acetate on and then rub the charcoal into it that would create the outline for him to then work with the ink and needles.
What makes tattoo art different from other art? You said this is very good tattoo art.
It's one thing to be able to paint that way and draw that way. It's another thing to be able to do it on someone's arm with a needle.
Can't go back and erase. It's pretty indescribable. It's intimidating.
That's John Ryder, the second Milwaukee tattoo artist we mentioned who made the exhibit possible. He owns Solid State Tattooing Company in Bayview. Between customers, Ryder explains that he learned about Dietzel while reading up on Milwaukee's tattoo ban in the 1960s. City leaders call tattooing a hepatitis threat and linked with undesirable activities.
Found some articles when they did the ban in 67, and his name was attached to all of them, so I knew that he was old guard. And his name was always mentioned as being one of the top influential tattooers of the early part of the century.
Ryder collected mounds of information about the old tattoo artist and a lot of his tools. He convinced the museum to showcase the story.
It's nice to let people know that we have a tattoo history, and it's a significant one. You know, he was revered internationally.
Some people visiting the exhibit are familiar with Dietzel's work. Amy Mizzarelli Sorensen is looking at photos of him and people he inked.
I teach drawing. I'm a draftsman, and so I appreciate illustration, and I appreciate the art of tattooing. I don't see it being outside the realm of fine art anymore. It's kind of a subculture that this is the perfect place for it.
Shop owner John Ryder says he's thrilled to spot a Dietzel on a person. For instance, an older man shopping at Target.
He was tattooed in 1939, had a huge black panther on his arm. I basically recognized the age of a tattoo, and then more times than not, he did them.
Ryder says interest in tattoo art has climbed steadily since Milwaukee's ban lifted in 1998. It had put Dietzel out of business the final 9 years of his life. Marge Petroff, 89.7 WUWM.